Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. What I love about these studies is that they show our buyer's world, the pressures they face, and how they are evaluated. The next step, inserting ourselves into the process. Now we all know that we find out the buyer's outcomes and then establish our roles. The problem is that we often look for straight lines that don't exist. So we either assume there's not a fit and give up and not even try to pitch, or worse, we try to spin the connection and the buyer doesn't believe us. Instead, let's try something different. If there's not a direct connection between our work and their outcome, let's acknowledge that and move on to another target-rich spot, the barriers. Now here's an example, making up details from the study. Let's say we're OD consultants who are not marketing experts. And the potential buyer, a CMO, is working on a campaign ideation, execution, and impact, one of the areas of improvement from the study. Now, does our lack of expertise in marketing campaign means we can't work with them? Not necessarily. Let's drill down on the barriers. What's keeping them from ideation? How are they evaluating good ideas? Is there a cultural problem that keeps good ideas down? The same questions could be asked about execution and impact. From that place, we as OD advisors can offer up some cultural solutions that pave the way to the outcomes. See how that works? When we focus on the barriers, the opportunities open up past the typical subject matter experts. Because the focus has now become about how to remove the barriers and get the outcome. So the next time we look at studies like this and wonder how we can get into the game, move past the outcomes and what people want, and think about the path. Think about the obstacles. That will make our pitch much more credible, and we're not leaving any opportunities on the table. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.